Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, but my name should be written at the end of the declaration, and patient information is, it is for through comprehensive counseling, but I don't put comprehensive counseling there. Patient name is Montana, M-O-N-T-A-N-A, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Case number is 90117-8855, male. Date of birth is 4/3/1983. Date of admission is 6/7/2024. Date of evaluation is 6/9/2024. Time at 10 a.m. Identification data. Anthony is a 41-year-old, single, divorced, Caucasian male, living with his sister and her husband and son. Patient was admitted with a petition initiated by Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Montana, and brought in by police. Reason for admission: delusional, disorganized, paranoid, tangential, preoccupied that he has been electronically harassed. Period. History of present illness. Anthony was very psychotic, believes that he has been electronic. He is getting electronic harassment for the last 4 years. This was the reason he moved from Oklahoma to Michigan in last December. He believes that people look at him and make false allegation and manipulate him, make him against to his family member. He believes people are harassing him, can read his mind, manipulate him by remote neuromonitoring. He even at workplace, in a restaurant at 14 mile, people lie on him, people are against him and believe that he's crazy, and he believes that people scared him and try to spread rumors. He want to have an MRI so that they should find out the exact cause, and it is not a joke. Past psychiatric history: positive for one psychiatric admission when he was young because of suicidal behavior. But he never followed treatment. Off and on, sometime he takes Xanax, recently prescribed Buspar. Period. He was fixated and preoccupied that there is always a voice in his skull, and B2K in his brain, But police does not believe and never got help. Personal history, he was born in Salem, New Jersey. He was married and divorced and was living in Oklahoma. He has 6 children. 3 are living in North Carolina. 1 is living in Delaware, another living in New Jersey. Mother died with a medical problem in 2008. His father is living in New Jersey. His older brother died in a boating accident in 2013. Medical history is unclear, but record indicate possibility of hypertension. Social history denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Never attended any treatment program. Legal history denies any legal problem. There is allergies history, no allergy. On mental history examination. Anthony presented as a 5 feet 10 inch height, Caucasian male, having mark of tattoos in his both arm. He was alert and oriented, time 3. His speech was pressured with tangential thoughts, preoccupied with that people are having people attacking or monitoring with the electronic harassment, and it is part of artificial intelligence. By looking at the face, he believes that people find out his mind and wanted to follow him, and he feels very miserable in his life. His attention span was limited, concentration was poor, mood was euthymic, affect was restricted, but he was rambling and unable to focus at one subject. He denies any suicidal ideation, plan or attempt, or homicidal ideation. He can name objects, follow commands. His immediate memory was fair, recall was fair, calculation ability was fair, abstraction ability was limited. He appears to be of average intelligence. His judgment sight is grossly impaired. There is no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Can you put before mental examination his personal history? He was born, that he has completed GED. And legal history, legal history is positive for multiple arrest. And being a conviction felony, last time he was in prison in December of 2023 in New Jersey on violation. Diagnosis, XS1, schizoaffective disorder with psychosis, rule out bipolar mood disorder mixed with psychosis, rule out schizophrenia chronic with acute exacerbation, marijuana abuse, nicotine abuse, XS2 differ, XS3, rule out hypertension, XS4, history of mental illness, use of drugs, other psychosocial stress, XS510, prognosis guarded, recommendation. start on Prolixin 5 mg TIE to control his delusional and psychotic behavior. Depakote 500 mg BID to stabilize his mood. Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime PRN for sleep. Ativan 1 mg 3 times a day to control his anxiety. I explain risk, benefit and side effect. At this time, he does not have any drooling, dystonia, tremors or akathisia. Verbal consent was obtained. I will give him Ativan 1 mg 3 ID for anxiety. Encouraged to participate in occupation recreation group therapy. We'll discuss with the team. More information will obtain. Patient will discharge when he's stable, not dangerous to self or other, in 7 to 10 days. I will be seeing him regularly for monitoring, education about the medication treatment and stabilization and abdication. Dr. Rastogi, MD. Thank you very much. Please fax me one another fax to the comprehensive counseling. Thank you.